Many Alaska Native grave sites in Juneau are overgrown and all but forgotten. Tlingit storyteller and cemetery caretaker Bob Sam hopes to change that. He led a tour through Juneau cemeteries during the Sharing Our Knowledge conference in September to raise awareness and respect for the graves and the ancestors buried in them. KTOO's Zoe Gruskin was there and has this story.
At first, it seems like the tour will be a small group, but in just a couple minutes, the small bus is filled up. A couple dozen people, many standing in the back or in the aisle. Bob Sam stands at the front.
I'm just a simple caretaker.
Sam lives in Sitka. He's been cleaning and protecting gravesites there for over 30 years, and he picks up the work in Juneau when he's in town. In particular, he's been visiting Evergreen Cemetery for years. That's the one across the street from Harborview Elementary School. His grandfather, Kawai, is buried there, as well as founders of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Tlingit civil rights advocate Elizabeth Paratrovich. But many headstones lay toppled over. Some are overgrown. Sam says for years the cemetery was a popular place for high schoolers to hang out and party. He'd find trash, empty bottles.
I found needles here. It was very sad. So I cleared all the brush. And I opened up the whole place. And something beautiful happened.
Sam says when people noticed the cemetery was being cared for, they stopped leaving garbage around the graves. He says he even saw high school students picking up trash. Sam is hoping a good cleanup can transform another cemetery in Juneau. This one is on Douglas Island, hidden in plain sight right off Douglas Highway and Lawson Creek Road. There's an area with Alaska Native graves, another with Masons, a Russian Orthodox section, and an area known as the Asian Cemetery. Cleaning it all up will be a big undertaking. Apart from a neatly mowed section maintained by a Catholic church, most of the cemetery doesn't look like a cemetery at all. It's a steep hillside, covered in brush on one side, trees on another. When the tour group arrives, one man walks off on his own, stepping high through the tall plants to a spot he seems to know well.
I'm Karshan. Ich itchit gan khadi from the Taku Kwan. But you can call me Michael. Dunlap.
He leans down and begins pulling out brush by the fistful.
Jack Marshall, my great grandfather. His headstone is right here. Okay. I've been here. This is sacred ground for me.
Dunlap is good friends with Sam. He helped him clean up the cemetery years ago, although much of the brush has grown back since then. For Sam, that's a call to action.
Maybe it's our responsibility. Maybe we're the ones that should take care of this place.
Sam is hoping to begin the work again, soon. In Juneau, in Tlingit Ani, I'm Zoe Gruskin.